And what comes out of your heart, out of your heart, out of your mouth, from your heart, will work every time. Because they are faith-filled words. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, we have the ability to cast down, to refute arguments, theories, reasoning, and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the truth, true knowledge of God. And I just gave you a few of them that God said. Just gave you a few of them. God said it.
Yes, sir.
Then he come around telling you that you're not going to make it. No, no, no. I already made it. I had it made for me. God already have gone before me. Are y'all listening? And he already finished my life. And now he come back and help me to go through it. Hallelujah. And he knows along the way the enemy is going to stick his head up. But no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And see, I need to know that, because he has a roar. But it doesn't bother me. Because I know where I am. So where are you? I'm in the secret place. Woo. Glory to God. And when you're in the secret place of the Most High, you don't have no need to fear. Why? Because I found my place of refuge. He's my fortress, and he is my God. And I already know, and my adversary knows. Are you hearing me now? I said, I already know, and my adversary knows, that he'll never again try what he did with God. He was thoroughly convinced, even as a bigger fool as he is, he won't try that again. And I found the secret place. He that dwelleth where? In the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Abide where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Not maybe, but surely. 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 He shall deliver me. But I want to take it a little further. The psalmist said he shall deliver me. Yes. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, surely,
surely
he has delivered me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank Jesus. Let me give you a few of our weapons. That'd be okay. My weapons, your weapon, are the weapon of truth of the word of God, of God's word. Weapon of faith. Weapon of the spoken word. Weapon of praise. Weapons of grace. Weapon of shouts. Weapon of prayer. Weapon of the name of Jesus.
Yes,
that tops them all. weapons of singing songs in the spirit. The weapon of binding and loosening. That's just a few of them. Amen. And the enemy's job is try to bring confusion to you so you don't do anything but sit there and look dumb. Mm-hmm. And instead of responding to the Holy Spirit, you react to the situation. Huh? Are you in the house? And so when you understand you have these weapons and they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination. Let me give you an illustration here. Give you a show you how Jesus used this weapon, the truth. Turn with me to Matthew Gospel chapter 4. Before we read Matthew chapter 4, I know I'm putting the scripture in a kind of a spot, but y'all just flow with me. Romans 12:16 says, I'm going to Matthew, because I'm going back and forth. I'm going to Matthew 4:4-1. But Romans 12:16-21, I don't know how much I read, but that's my scripture text. And it says, be of the same mind one toward another. See, if we all have the same mind, let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus had the same mindset that God had. He thought like God. He acted like God. And he became a man, knowing at the same time he was equal with God, but he laid aside all of that and he became a servant. And did exactly what God told him to do. Let this mind, we believers, we need to have the same mindset when it comes to the things of God. We don't need to be him hogging. My daddy told me that word, and so I'm still working on finding out the true definition. We don't need to be him hogging back and forth. We need to get self. We need to get settled. We need to get fixed. Then I'm going to think like God. I'm going to, we need to hold each other accountable to make sure that we have the same mindset. Let this mind be in you. And by the way, I haven't forgot our commodes and stuff. We're just going to do it a different way. Amen. We'll get to it. Amen. Let this mind be in you. Notice what the